Peter from Quartetto Gelato. So how's it feel to be back in Canmore for Canmore and Cork?
It's great. I came good and hungry.
This bistro tour, I mean, it's something you kind of did informally last year, playing different restaurants and eating food along the way. Is this something you've really ever done before?
When I was a kid, I used to stroll around tables to put myself through university. My dad is a strolling violinist, and I came by this art form quite honestly. But I guess I was the first to bring it to the concert stage.
Right on. Now, since your last visit to Canmore, I understand Quartetto Gelato's come out with a new album. What can you tell us about that?
It's 100% Canadian and all original. It's our first all original album, and it's quite neat because we still keep the essence of Quartetto Gelato, because in a gypsy music we have tangos, we have folk song, we have Latin American music, we have Sicilian jazz on it, but it's all original on this thing, and so that's what's really quite exciting about this.
I understand you're in the middle of a big tour.
Actually, we're just finishing a big tour. Oh. We just finished a number of concerts in Halifax, and we came over and just sort of nipped across the country just to do this.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. The Culinary Symphony, I got to ask you about this, is on Friday. It was a really new concept last year. What can we look forward to at this year's Culinary Symphony?
We try to play music that complements the food. Our music is multicultural, and we try to not be playing fast all the time, because I feel that certain foods are romantic, certain foods are energetic, certain foods are nostalgic, and so this is the type of emotions that we try to draw from.
Fantastic. Pairing music with food, it's the Culinary Symphony on Friday. Just a handful of tickets left, canmoreandcork.com. Peter and Quartetto Gelato, thanks for coming back. We're really thrilled to have you here. This was a really cool event.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks so much.